What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our resident general manager for football, Vinny Serrato. What's up, Vinny?
Not too much. Enjoyed the game last night.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah,
I'm sure you did. You know, I want to see less of Devin Leary.
Oh, yeah. Well, neither quarterback was good. I mean, you only throw for, what, 3 yards at the half?
I feel like it was protecting Cooper Rush. I don't think they wanted him to throw too much anyway.
Well, I mean, Cooper Rush, the first interception, come on, give me a break. I mean, you know, I mean, either you throw a back shoulder or you throw it up. Mm-hmm. You don't throw it right to the DB.
Was that him who threw the 10-yard interception, like right in the red zone?
No, that was Leary.
Leary, yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, I impressed me because I went back this morning and I watched every snap that he took. I'll bet you can't guess who it is.
It impressed you?
Yeah. I went back and watched every snap.
On the Ravens?
Yes.
Every snap he took impressed you.
And he played...
offense or defense?
Threw into the sec offense.
Offense? Oh, was it D'Ernest Johnson?
No.
Okay, who?
Bullock, the center.
The center?
He looked good. 67? He's athletic, too. They got him... I'll be shocked if he doesn't make the team. Because I went back and I watched every snap of the O-line this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, and I said, because when I first watched it last night, I said, you know, I don't think Falele and Rosen, because the one play where, you know, he gets sacked and, mm-hmm. you know, it looked bad. But when I went back, Falele sucked. I mean, he got high and he got driven right back into the quarterback. That was his worst play. But Rosengarten wasn't his fault because he's got Ali. Ali's supposed to chip the guy. And Ali lets him go.
Can we stop there for a second?
Yeah.
I don't know if you paid it where you were standing, and this, if you paid attention, obviously. During the joint practice Tuesday,
yeah,
Ali sucked at pass protection. I mean, terrible. He was electrifying last night in his returns, his running, but he was getting torched in the pass rush. I was like, and that doesn't surprise me one bit. Go ahead now.
But other than that, I thought Falele and Rosengarten, they played the first quarter. I thought. Overall, you know, like on the one boot, Falele, you know, the guy ran around him, you know, and Falele ain't ever going to win that battle at all when he pulls out like that. But I thought Voorhees had a good day. Thought Voorhees played. I'm not a big Noteboom. He doesn't play very strong.
Who's this?
Noteboom.
Noteboom, okay.
Yeah. You know, started at left tackle. Yeah. Then he moved over to right tackle when Vincent came. But Vincent's not ready. You know, like if Ronnie hit, no, that ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I didn't think Ben Cleveland was great either. You know, but O-line depth is an issue.
That's an issue, yeah.
O-line depth's an issue. Inside linebacker's an issue. I thought Simpson was, I don't like he hops around all it. You know, he jumped. I don't know if he's looking to see or what, but, you know, instead of sliding, he's jumping up all the time. Bullock doesn't impress me. He got beat in pass and like the run stuff. Hummel's not an inside backer. You know, so I think they probably need a veteran guy. It wouldn't shock me if they got a veteran guy there. I thought Bo Braden made some plays. I mean, he showed up a lot.
Actually, he did.
Yeah. You know, Armour Davis made some nice plays. You know, it's too bad about Kone, man. He tore his
How many plays did he play before that happened? It was early, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Tore his ACL and MCL.
Jeez.
So, yeah, he's kind of got the reconstruction thing. Yeah.
That's more like 14 to 16 months right there.
You know who else kind of came to the party when the lights came? Like a guy who I didn't, you know, was just okay at camp, but when the game started, Adisa Isaac.
He was good last night.
Yep.
He was.
I thought his rushes were good. He played hard. I thought he played good against the run.
He had a sack.
Yeah, he did have a sack.
You know what? Because I watched that sack again. And really, Green's the one that's under there, got the quarterback's legs.
Because I thought he got the sack.
So did I.
Okay.
And then I went back because Green's got him, and then Adisa kind of jumps on top of him. I thought Mike Green had a hell of a day. I thought playing the run, I thought he played the run extremely well because the thing that he can do is he can explode because he gets leverage, both he and Isaac. You know, Ajabo got a free sack. Other than that, I didn't think he played well.
Okay.
I think he just plays high, and he's got no explosion when he plays high. Because, you know, I mean, Rob, you know this. You know, you can't roll your hips if your legs are locked out. You got to be able to bend. Mm-hmm. Bend so you can thrust, right? Yes. Right, Ed?
You know I know.
Oh, my God. I know you know. Oh, my God.
But back to Green. I thought Green played well because even in that play where I thought he got the sack, he was so quick around the tackle. I mean, it just blew right by him.
Yeah, I think he's going to – I was shocked, you know, how well he played the run because he made a couple tackles in the run game too, so that impressed me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I thought, you know who else was good? Ed, because I had to go back because, I mean, when you're watching on TV, you can't watch 11 dudes, you know, so... Yeah. Like during last night, I didn't pay any attention to the inside guys at all. Mm-hmm. But in the past stuff, Jenkins, 62, he collapsed that pocket a lot. I mean, he probably weighs 380, but he's got some movement skills too. But he just walked him right back to the quarterback. I was impressed with him too. You know, so Wester was awesome. You know, on the punt
return.
He
really was.
I mean, that was pretty cool. Yeah. Somebody put on Facebook or whatever kind of a clip of Dion returning a punt, like exactly like Wester did kind of thing. So that was cool. And he led the team in receptions. I thought he made some nice plays there, too.
What do you think happens with Ali?
I saw after he scored that touchdown, he's over on the bench. And I saw like his neck or something. Keith Mitchell goes over to talk to him and, you know, because then Harp said after the game that, you know, we'll have to see what's up with Ali.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it was neck.
If he's healthy, I think he's the kick returner. I think that's how he stays on the roster. Because you can't put him on a practice squad.
No, but, you know, you're thinking, okay, I mean, it comes down to numbers, you know, Rob, because how do I keep five running backs?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing.
That's what we were talking about earlier. The only way he's going to play is on special teams because they're so deep at running back right now.
But he just looks much more confident as a runner this year than he did last. I like his vision and stuff. But, I mean, because, Rob, you probably got to keep 9 O-linemen, you know, and 2 quarterbacks, 3 tight ends, and, you know, if you keep 5 running backs and 6 wide receivers, what is that, 20? That's like 25. All right, then, you know, you want to keep probably 11 DBs. You're only going to keep 5 pass rushers. But then with Urban, you want to keep 6 D linemen probably, you know, so you're over the numbers.
Nowadays you got to keep more DBs. In today's game.
Well, you look last night, they were playing a lot of DBs.
They're going to do it all season, I think.
How about Tampa had to play every play? I thought early in the game, you know, I thought he was playing a little cautious. Because they were catching, like Warren caught that ball underneath him and stuff. Thought he was playing a little cautious. Then I thought he got better. I think he's a good tackler. He made some nice tackles.
He's a good tackler.
Yeah. And he's long. I mean, he's got long arms and stuff, you know, so he's got good length. But I thought I liked Malachi Starks, and I thought there was a lot of good stuff. The quarterback play, you know, in the second half, the O-line was not that good.
And that goes back to the O-line depth.
Yeah, and then when you're watching the fourth quarter, it's like none of these guys are going to be on the team.
No.
You know, I mean,
and the scary thing about the O-line in the second half, early in the second half, they're playing against other second
and third
string
teamers.
Players.
Yeah, right.
And you're still struggling.
Yeah. Now, how about the, you know, like I'm watching when, and I heard you guys talking to Anthony Richardson earlier. I mean, what kind of quarterback? I mean, you're the quarterback, all right? And you're a right-handed quarterback, and you see the blitz possibly coming. He didn't even look to his right, to where the rusher is coming. He's looking left, staring down at receiver. He deserved to get drilled like that. Because, I mean, Rob, you play quarterback. I mean, it's coming right at you. It's not from your blind side. It's right to your front. You know, and that was a highlight play for Ajabo. You know, Looper, I was impressed because, you know, Harp said he, you know, stubbed his toe on the one, whatever. You know, he missed it left. But then 52-yarder, I thought that showed a lot, you know, that he came back right away. Stout did a nice job punting.
All night.
Yeah.
I like him.
I didn't think early on the kick returns, I didn't think they sustained their blocks very well. That was the problem, you know, because Keaton Mitchell, he averaged 21 yards on his returns, and I just didn't think the blocks. You know, the big return for Ali was what? Against the third teamers and stuff.
And they also blew, I mean, not to diminish what he did, but whoever had outside responsibility blew it.
Oh, no doubt.
They ran inside. I mean, it's opened up the whole sideline. So that, you know, that gets you fired. Like, you can't do that.
Vinny, thanks a lot, my man. You can hear more of Vinny Serrato from 10 to 2 on Vinny and Haney Show.
All right, Rob. Just remember,
What was it again?
Mike Green. You think about this tonight. You'll think about me like,
no,
this is going to come
no,
in.
No, I won't. No, I won't think about you.
Thrust your hips.
Okay.
You know, you can't lock them. Yes. Bend them and thrust. Because then you get you got to roll your hips.
Yeah.
You know, because then you can explode.
Yeah, but you got to wrap your arms. You got to wrap your arms, drop your hips, and thrust hard.
Yeah, but if I think about Vinny during that time, that's called birth control.
That's called ED.
It ain't going to happen. That's ED,
She'll go, what happened?
AJ,
I was thinking about Mike Green and thrusting. And
AJ Francis and Moose from TNA Wrestling join us up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.